while, bud.
His name's Mike Gergich, Gergich Hills Estate. I want to go back to Paris for just a moment because it lends directly itself to this Chardonnay that you have in front of you. When that challenge came in from Paris to taste against the best the French had, what were your thoughts? What were your hopes?
I knew that I have a good wine, but I even didn't know that that wine was chosen for Paris tasting.
And how did that change your life, winning that competition?
I became 10 feet tall.
You became Mike Gergich.
I used to joke that I was 6 feet tall. But every day and every year I stomp the grapes and a little bit of me goes into the vine. So I'm now only 5'5". But that's a good size.
It's a good size. And you have that legacy. Your legacy is in place, isn't it? Gergich Hills will carry on.
I hope that sustainability is very important, that my daughter and my nephew and their children will be secured on that place, because we own the land, we own the vineyard, we own the winery, and we have developed distribution. So it's a jewel in Napa Valley. It's a wine that is good from year to year. It's consistency and balance of the wine year after year, and longevity of the wine. And people who drink that wine, they will live longer.
Like you.
Yeah.
It did not go unnoticed that in the film Bottle Shock, you were nowhere to be found. Did you ask yourself not to be in that? Did you say, I don't want to be in this story? Why was your name not there?
When I saw first script, I saw many fabrications, which I didn't want to put my name to it, because in my life, I thought I have to be honest, and I have seen how that was made in the Hollywood style, not true. I wanted Paris tasting, which is very important for California. When California has beaten French legally by 9 French judges in the blind tasting, that is historical moment. The history will say that French quality was superior until Paris tasting. After that, California wines are superior, number one in the world. And that's such a big event for California, for America, that such thing, it should be ignored and made into the Bottle Shock, which is just fiction. There is nothing true in it. It's all manufactured. I told them even if they mention my name, I'll sue them.
Yeah.
When I saw those playing around facts, I lived all my life for the facts and for the truth, and I survived.
Mike Gergich, Gergich Hills Estate. Actually, your truth, Mike, is in the bottle.
Yeah.
That's your truth. That's your story, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. My character is showing in the bottle of wine. When my wine is good, everybody says my Gergich is good. If that's what I do every year, year after year, top quality. Every my wine is private reserve, whether it's Sauvignon Blanc, whether it's Chardonnay, whether it's Cabernet, because we do everything that links in that chain. All done best.
Your legacy, the effect that you've had on the wine industry in Napa and California, and the effect that you've had on the new winemakers that are there now, place yourself in that. You've taught well. You've taught other winemakers how to make the wine. Then your legacy becomes literally the valley, doesn't it?
I believe that many people, after experiencing, will end up about approximately where I end up. But I have to go through that trial and testing and testing and the testing and tasting and tasting and tasting until I find the optimum time for each variety. It takes a long time. I was 50 years old when I made that Chardonnay that won Paris Tasting. I had 47 years experience. You have to have knowledge and experience
to live.
Passion.
Yes.
You have to be in love. In love is the wine and woman.
Who will then make the wines when there is no more Mike Gergich?
There is my nephew, Ivo Ramas, who is in charge now of the vineyard and winery. My daughter is manager and sales manager. But Ivo Ramas have six children, six kids, four sons and two daughters. And one of them is named Michael Gergich.
Yeah.
It's not secret about it.
Well done. Well done.
So there is about three generations existing, and I'm going to disappear someday, and I hope that in heaven there is some wine up there.
You think there might be?
Because Jesus took the wine to represent his blood. I believe I'll find something to do up there. But not yet. Not yet.
Not yet. And not this harvest.
I'm looking for 100 years.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I enjoy talking to you. And I do like that wine has become recognized, and that in the United States and Canada, people drink more wine than beer. And it's getting value that is necessary to be happy and healthy. Wine is the best stimulus, better than President Obama's stimulus. It's the wine. When you drink the wine, you start smiling and you are happy.
Don't you love, Michael, that people take your Chardonnay or your Cab Sauv and they announce their engagement, they announce their weddings, babies, families, they toast. Lost friends. It's part of people's lives.
I'm happy that I contribute to the spreading of the human race. I think.
Oh, yes, you have.
It's the best that anybody can have is the life. And to give life to somebody, to have the kids, that's the purpose God meant us to do that.
It says Vintners Hall of Fame, Mike Milenko Gergich, inducted in 2008. Is that one of the awards that means much to you?
It does mean more to me than previous ones, and this I consider to be a top. If people play football and they are inducted in the Hall of Fame, they think that's the highest award, and I think that I am inducted in Hall of Fame, Vintners Hall of Fame, is something that I think it's the highest recognition which I can have, though I am continue to do for something more than that.
See, I'm just reading this because they must have said this about you. The Judgment of Paris, helping to shatter the myth that only French soil could produce the world's greatest wines since founding Gergich Hill Cellars. Gergich has continued receiving international awards. It just goes on and on and on. But you aren't just a guy. You're a guy who got on a train, came across Canada, stopped in Vancouver for a heartbeat and a coffee, and then went on to California. You could have had no idea what was awaiting you in California, this incredible life.
I just have the desire to find a place where I can make best wines in the world. And I did come to Napa Valley. I found, first evening, Cabernet 51. That was delightful wine. And I stayed in Napa Valley 50 years and gave my contribution. And I'm going to continue giving my contribution as long as God wants to keep me around.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Gergich, Gergich Hills. If you have never in your life tasted a Gergich Hills estate wine, You have some work to do.
Start now.
Yeah, start right now. Start now. Start and start maybe with the whites and then work into the reds and then have yourself a great life. Right, Mike?
And find out one wine that you like, your own wine, and stick to it as you live, because it will give you incentive and happiness and long life.
His name is Mike Gergich, and the wines are Gergich Hills Estate. read about them, find out about them. You have a great harvest, Michael.
Thank you very much.
Mike Gergich, Gergich Hills Estate, Napa Valley. My name is Jerry David Mulligan. This is The Tasting Room.